He turned to her. Are you prepared to see this? I'm not sure we should be doing any of it, or even be here now. If not, who? She looked over at him with those questioning green eyes. Her comment got to him in its simplicity. There were another million reasons about a homicide and jurisdictional responsibility, but he stuffed them in his do not reply file for now. He shrugged and kept up his examination. Across the girl's shoulders, back, buttocks, and legs, he found raised dark welts and skin torn down to muscle and bone from an extensive brutal beating. Sean knew this girl had been tortured severely. His own anger seethed as he gripped the crook tighter, nearly crushing it in his hand as he turned the girl over. He'd seen other bodies of young girls tortured, just like this one, as a result of sadistic interrogations by South Vietnamese intelligence officers, as well as the North Vietnamese. He'd also seen similar victims in Tucson from drug dealings gone bad and retaliatory killings. Bile rose in his throat as he felt utter disgust. The perpetrator of this crime was a sadist. It was most likely he was a sexual sadist from the nature of the girl's extensive injuries he found.